today just happened to think one of the most intriguing subjects you could ever talk about in home improvement, modern civilization. What do you do with the trash? I just want y'all to stop and think. How much trash leaves your house in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year?
Gross.
Now multiply that times 2.5 million homes. And what kind of a quantity? Can you even begin to appreciate the logistical nightmare of managing that much yuck? And the way it has changed, I thought it was hilarious when we were getting ready to and preparing for this subject. The Arizona Republic on April 6th actually showed pictures of the first automated trash pickup trucks that ever hit the road. It was in Scottsdale. It was in 1969. We lived there then. I remember seeing this truck come down the road. It was a big international harvester. You could always see that big emblem on the top of the grill. It was coming down. And Romy, what they did is they took this big dump truck and they put arms like a front end loader on it, but with no bucket. And they put a rail across of it that had these little finger pinchers. And it was like a neighborhood moment, wow moment, and it was called the Godzilla. And, you know, before that, it was two guys hanging off the back bumper of the pickup truck, you know, the dump truck. And the dump truck would slow down a little bit. These guys would bail off the back bumper. One would grab one would grab the other, throw it in, and then they'd go down the street. And these, you'd see these guys going down Thomas and Scottsdale Road at 30, 35 miles an hour, two guys just hanging on in the back. The Godzilla replaced all that. And I'm just old enough to remember it.
The Godzilla.
Yeah, look at this, man. Yeah, I mean, that is a piece of fine Western engineering right there.
Oh, wow. Man, that doesn't even...
Now, listen, before we get deeper into trash...
You had said international harvester. I was like, well, it's not a harvester because it's a working truck. But it looks like they outrigged a farm truck.
Yeah, it is.
That's hilarious.
All right. I have a homeowner alert on a serious note. Many of you have invested in the newer Nest technologies where your thermostats or your smoke detectors can talk and be communicated to by your smartphones. Just know that Nest Labs is sending out a recall on the smoke detectors. The equipment was so engineered. You know how many times you get false alarms with a smoke detector? Somebody just burns the toast and it goes off. And then you got to get on a ladder. You got to get up. Well, Nest developed the wave where if it went off on a false alarm, you could just wave and it would go off. Makes sense, right? How easy is that?
Way, instead of like having to get on a stool,
rip
the battery out while your ears are getting pierced.
Well, apparently, somewhere in the logarithms of that software program, you can inadvertently turn it off permanently.
Oh, so if you like wave it while you're turning around in a circle or something.
Exactly. So they're doing, the great thing about this technology is they're fixing it. And you don't even know they're fixing it. They're just sending the corrected program to the unit. So a new as we've seen evolutions in dump trucks, we're going to see evolutions in recalls because now recall means you never have to bring it back.
It's just like the same thing doing a computer upgrade. I mean, it's downloading it and.
All right.
Brought a computer to the smoke alarm.
All right. We are here to take your question on any home improvement project you'd like to tackle. We'll answer any question on any topic, but this is a topic we've never covered before. I reached out to several communities, municipalities, and I said, look, we want to talk about what happens to the trash once it leaves our house. So we have Felipe Marino, Deputy Public Work Director from City of Phoenix, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
How much trash? Now, look, if we're going to trash talk, I want to go officially on the record. When it comes to trash talk, no one can out trash talk my son Romy when it comes to college football. I don't think I don't care how good you think you are at talking up your team and talking down our team. My son will win that conversation. But that isn't the trash talking we're talking right now. We're talking rubbish, garbage, and yuck.
Absolutely.
Boy, the industry has sure changed over the last 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah, it sure has. You know, back in the day, land was cheap. Infinite space wasn't very developed. Very easy to go site a landfill, bury garbage, and be done with it. We're not in that boat anymore, and we have to be a little more judicious with the space we have and be thinking about where we want to go down the road as a community and not be something that is so trash-laden and focused, but really think about garbage in a different way and look at things as a resource.
Now, I've been here long enough to know that there are subdivisions built on top of old landfills. They don't look like landfills, but I remember in the 60s, those were landfills, and now there's homes there and yards and streets and everything else. We don't do that anymore.
No, probably not the best way to do things. Those communities probably sinking a little bit over time. And, you know, golf courses have been built on landfills.
Sure.
A lot
Skunk
of
Skunk Creek out on Carefree Highway.
Absolutely. So it's amazing to see how those uses have been repurposed. And it's a good thing to be able to at least do something with that land. But, you know, there's a lot of upkeep and post-closure maintenance that it takes to manage a landfill after its life is over. In the city, we have 5 closed landfills that we have to maintain still, and there's a cost to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not something we just bury and forget about it. So we have to be smarter in how we think going forward. And we have one open landfill still, and that's actually in the town of Buckeye, but it's a city-owned landfill of Phoenix. So we want to preserve the life of that landfill for as long as we can. And that's why we really got to rethink of how we throw things away and what we do with our materials before we just toss them in the garbage and be done with it.
Now, how much, let's just talk Phoenix Metro, mm-hmm. Okay? How much trash do you have to deal with?
Well, I think in Phoenix alone, we throw away about 800,000 tons a year annually.
800,000 tons.
That's what gets buried in our landfill. My trucks, I have about 260 drivers out there on the road every day collecting about 400,000 tons of garbage, 100,000 tons of recyclables. And, you know, when you look at all the things that and all the haulers and everything that gets buried in the city landfill, it's about 800,000 tons a year. It used to be a million. We've actually reduced a little with the economy. And you know,
that's a 20% reduction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we want to keep it going lower and extend that life. And so, you know, just to frame it a little bit, our operators, our drivers out there drive about 7 million miles a year. And that's enough to go to the moon and back 14 times. So that tells you the story on how much they're out there picking up garbage and recyclables. And, you know, we could fill Chase Field 7 times by the amount of garbage we throw away every year. So if you've ever been to Chase Field to a baseball game, that's a big stadium, and to fill that up 7 times,
right to the open roof above,
absolutely,
you could fill it right up to the rafters.
Yep, 7 times.
Oh, now how big of what size landfill have you got to have to handle that kind of quantity?
Well, you know, Phoenix has done a lot of forward thinking in the past in terms of siting enough space to give us the capacity to bury garbage. So we have enough space for 100 years. That's how much land we own to bury garbage. Right now, the current hole that we have out there that's currently getting filled up, we have about 35 years left on it. And, you know, it's something we don't want to have to dig more holes, even though we have that space. We want to be able to do something different with it. And our mayor's actually been very, very aggressive in challenging the city to rethink what we do with our garbage and to extend that life and to really look at trash as a resource. A lot of people don't think of trash as a resource, but it really is in a lot of ways.
Well, it's some independent contractors building a plant out in Glendale somewhere that's going to incinerate trash. Now, I read this a couple months ago. They're incinerating it like 1,800 degrees, and then that's going to spin a turbine that generates electricity. I mean, those are the kind of innovative solutions we're going to have to come up with.
Absolutely. Trash to energy is something that's an emerging technology. It's really getting more refined, and that's something that some cities are choosing to invest in. Right now, that's something, you know, we're obviously going to be looking at down the road, but for the near future, we've really invested in how do we get our residents to form a true partnership with us to really rethink and change behavior on what we do, because a lot of stuff that we throw away doesn't need to be thrown away. A lot of things that are recyclable, people don't know are recyclable. And so we're attacking it from a different angle, which is really to help our residents, our customers, understand more about garbage and what we can do to work together to reduce our waste stream and manage our waste stream better.
Somebody was telling me in the water treatment industry that less than 1% of all the plastic water bottles, I mean, that was an industry that didn't even exist 20 years ago. And now everybody drinks their water out of a plastic bottle. Less than 1% of those bottles ever make it back to a recycling plant.
Right.
That's that. You know what? That's just a damn sin is what that is. That's atrocious.
Yeah. And, you know, I think because we're very good at our job and we just kind of take the garbage away every week, people don't really understand what away means. I think once they throw something in that green container, they don't think about it anymore. They don't understand what it takes for that plastic bottle to get processed and dealt with and buried and how long it's going to sit in that landfill before it ever breaks down.
That's the heartbreak right there.
So, you know, people throw things away. We hear that, throw it away. But what is away? And helping residents really understand what that means and try to reduce that because it is there's a cost. And it's just not good for the environment. It is a sin in a lot of ways, like you said.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. And when we get back, we'll have a special guest on the line. April is Water Conservation Month, and we've got a AMWOL rep from Water Use It Wisely. It's going to talk to us about their new pamphlet that they've put out on how to detect leaks in your home and your landscape. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.